Episode 783, Take Control of Tomorrow.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I don't know about you, but I am so excited. This is Confession Day. It is Friday. That means the weekend is around the corner. And with the snowfall that has been happening off and on for us this entire week, I'm ready to chill. I want to just be by the fireplace. I want to get my favorite books that I'm reading. And I want to read and I want to be with my kiddos. What about you? What are you doing and planning for tomorrow? That's what we're talking about today. Take control of tomorrow. For those of you who are brand new to the family, welcome. I'm so excited that you're here. If you already haven't had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I got to be honest with you. It's Confession Day, right? So I'm laying it out there on the line. I think I've rewritten this episode about 500 times, about 20 times, you know, with my note-taking, and about 500 times in my head. I've had about 1,000 interruptions. And a lot of unknowns have happened throughout the day. So now I'm standing in front of the microphone going, oh my gosh, if I wait any longer, I'm going to have nothing to say. But that's not the case. And then I began to break it down even more because then I thought, how do we begin to take control of tomorrow? Because I want you to think about this. What you do today impacts your tomorrow. But a lot of us are living more for the tomorrow instead of for the today. And we get it backwards. No wonder we're pulling our hairs out. And so I began to break down like, okay, so how do you take control of tomorrow? What does that look like? And I started making these notes like, well, it starts with you. And that's true. It does start with you. You have to get real with yourself, right? You have to understand, are you being busy just to be busy? Are you really getting done what you need to get done? So it does start with you. And then I'm thinking, well, then there's preparation involved, right? You have to have preparation. You have to be organized. You have to have a timeline, a deadline. And then you come into accountability. It's kind of like your grade, and you're graded on your impact. What's greater than you? So, you know, you can be accountable to yourself, but you can also lie to yourself, right? We can make excuses so easy. Do you make excuses for yourself? Because remember, number one, it starts with you. So that accountability is important. Do you have your husband or a really good friend, a confidant? Do you have a pastor, a mentor, a coach? Do you have someone that's going to tell you the real raw truth in love? Because we need those people in our lives. So I was like, okay, this is all making sense, right? You know, how to take control of tomorrow. We can do all of this. And then, of course, we've got to take aim. Action ignites motivation because there's got to be action behind it. If we wait for something to happen, it's never going to happen. And then, of course, it's one step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And I began to kind of think that through and run down that and practice it in my head. And I'm like, does that really meet all my criteria? And I said, yes, it does. It meets all my criteria. But then it came to my story. And it's my story about my son. I received an email, it was sometime earlier last week. And it was from his homeroom teacher. And they actually, in middle school, this is our youngest, he's in sixth grade. And so in middle school, they switched different teachers around. Okay, remember, now this is full confession here. So I'm confessing, being a mom here, and kind of some oopsies and upsies and all of the oopsies, doopsies. And when they go to different classes, they always have this homeroom teacher. Well, so she sends out an email and says, parent-teacher conferences are coming up. However, some of you have been selected not to have one because your child is doing so well. However, if you would like to have one, we would, of course, want you to have one. But you need to let us know. So please email us back. Well, I read that email when she first sent it out. And I was like, okay, I got it. I got the answer already. Did I take care of it right then when I read that email? No, I did not. I put it on the back burner, right? Because something else came up. Another hiccup, another interruption, a phone call, an email, a text, whatever it was. So my son comes home later that day And he says, Mom, did you get that email? I said, yes, we need to have a talk about it. And then guess what? Interruptions happen. And he went to bed. We didn't talk about it. Next day came and went. We didn't talk about it. Finally, it came around again. It was up for discussion. He goes, Mom, did you send that email to my teacher? And I said, no, I need to do that. But first, I want to talk to you about it. I said, how do you feel about your studies and what you're doing right now in your grade? Do you feel like you're improving? Do you feel like you're gaining traction? Because again, elementary school to middle school, it's a big switch. And so he's really been working on his strategies, how to study better, how to study for tests. You know, it's not just about making the teacher laugh and, oh, great, he's going to get a P that he's performing well, but, you know, now it's based on real grades and they're, you know, there's a totally different system involved. So he's really been working hard to try to understand, to fit in, to get those new strategies written. So we talked about it. He said, oh yeah, Mom, I'm feeling really good because my grades are improving. I'm really getting focused. I understand. I know and understand now more of what you and Daddy were talking to me about, that I need to, you know, plan ahead and I need to make time and I need to figure out the best way I learn to study. So maybe it's I need to make flashcards and I need to review them over and over again, but then I need you to go and review them with me. And then I need to, you know, wait a couple days and I need to come back. And he goes, Mom, I'm really getting it. And I said, okay, so you don't want to have a parent-teacher conference. He goes, no, I think I'm doing really well. And I said, fabulous. I will send an email to your teacher. Guess what? I think another couple days went by. And I can remember the day that he asked me, he reminded me that morning and I had a major interview that day. One that I was still trying to finish the book because, you know, my Strength is My Story series. Okay, this is full confession here. Those books, if I'm, you know, if there's an author in the presence, I read those books before we do the interview. I'm not just one who kind of takes a cliff notes and goes through them, or I don't ask just the typical questions that they may suggest in their media packet. Oh, no, no, no. I read the books. Why? Because I want to know the author that I'm talking about. I want to be able to dive deeper. I want to hear their story because wrapped in their story is their strength. Well, back to my story. So he says, okay, Mom, you're going to send that email today, right? And I said, yes, son, I am. The day went, the interview came, it was a good long interview, loved it, and I edited it, and it was just one of those long days, and my car was in the shop, and I needed to go pick it up, and then I don't even remember what else happened, but my son came home, and he said, Mom, did you email my teacher yet? No, son, it's still on my list, I still have time to do it, the day's not over. He goes, well, you can do it before you go to bed, right? I said, yes. So guess what? I went to bed without emailing the teacher. Now, I'm telling you all of this because we're trying to take control of tomorrow, but what we're leaving out is what's happening today. The present. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. We're leaving out a very important part of the equation, your life's equation, about being present. My son, he was holding me accountable. He knew it started with me. I mean, I was the one who had to do it, right? The preparation. Well, I had it. I had the email. I knew the timeline. I mean, because I'm less than a week away from parent-teacher conferences, so I knew I had to get it done and back to her. I knew I was accountable who? To my son. And I was ready to take aim. I had, you know, kind of that mission. And I just got interrupted multiple times. And I was taking the steps to finish it, but it wasn't leading me yet to miles of greatness because I hadn't accomplished what I needed to that day. Yet I was trying to take control of tomorrow. You got to be present today. Take control of tomorrow by what you do today. So at the end of the day, I went to bed. No email sent. No email sent. I get up the next morning. My son's getting ready and he's all ready for school and he's working on his new hairstyle. Sixth grade is a big change year. And he goes, what do you think? How do I look, Mom? I said, oh, honey, you look good. He goes, and what about that email, Mom? Did you send that email? we're standing outside waiting for his bus to come. And I said, you know what? I said, no, son, I haven't sent it. But as soon as you get on this bus, I'm going to walk in there and I'm going to send that email. And it will be there before you get to school. He goes, okay, Mom. So sure enough, I kissed him and sent him on his way and prayed for him as he went. And I came into the house and I walked immediately to my computer. And I started it with, dear teacher. Of course, I won't say her name, but it was her name. And I continued and I said, Grayson is going to fire me as his mom if I do not send this email today, exclamation point. And then I continued on about the parent-teacher conference. Take control of tomorrow by what you do today. Be present. We get so wrapped up in chasing the next day. We're always chasing tomorrow. I got to do this in order to do this. What happened to today? Where did it go? Where did you lose it? I mean, are you just filling your life with stuff, with being busy? I'm talking, this is confession time here. And it may seem very like simplistic and not a big deal about this email, but to my son, it was gold. And I was letting him down by every single time he asked me. It took me all of, probably 42 seconds to get the teacher's email, to open up my email, you know, sender thingamajigger, and just send it off. But did I do that? No. I pushed it off. And I can make excuse after excuse. I can blame it on the interview. I can blame it on all the stuff that happened. But in reality, in my son's eyes, I wasn't present. I wasn't doing what I needed to do today to make tomorrow great. You see, your kiss is this. Follow through today to impact tomorrow. That's your keep it simple strategy. Follow through today to impact tomorrow. Yes, you can do all of that, that it starts with you, the preparation, the accountability, the take aim, and one step at a time. All of that matters, but nothing matters more until you're present in today. Because that's how you will impact tomorrow. So think about your strategy right now. As you're hearing my voice, you probably already have a to-do list. Maybe you have errands to run. Maybe you need to finish that blog. You need to do some research. You need to make a couple doctor's appointments. I'm telling you, those doctor's appointments are critical. So make them after you're done listening to me. I'm serious. Because I was one of those who had put that off. And the next thing you know, a month goes by. If you are not present today, you may not be here tomorrow. This is full confession time. So think about what you have on your plate today. What's on your to-do list? What's on your calendar? What must get done that you must be present for? Because if it doesn't happen today, tomorrow is not going to look the same. But if it happens today, tomorrow is going to be so much brighter. Think about it that way. Here I was stewing over, rewriting things in my head, how to say it, rewriting it on paper, going back and forth. And ultimately, what does it mean? To take control of tomorrow is to be present. You have to be present to live, love, and impact. Why do you think I say be present, be incredible? You can't be incredible without being present. They go hand in hand. Because in all of this, you matter. You see, when God sent Jesus to walk on this earth, do you think he was present? Oh, by golly, he was. He learned what he created because he was present. That's the biggest gift we can take from him. Be present today. Follow through with today to impact tomorrow. Because in order to take control of tomorrow, It's what you do today is what counts. Be present. If you want help with that, guess what? You got to take action on it. Click on the link. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. It takes you to take the action. I can't do it for you. You got to step out of your comfort zone. Maybe you're kind of getting that nudge. You feel like something or someone or something, something's calling you. Going, gosh, I've really been wanting to kind of click on that link, but I'm afraid I've clicked on it a few times. She won't even answer me. Yes, I will answer you. It may go to your spam or junk folder, so be sure to check in that area. But I promise I will answer you. And if for some reason you don't get a response, please send it back. But I look in all my junk and spam, and I've missed about two, I think, maybe three. But I found those, and that was early on when I first started doing all of this. So hopefully we've got the kinks worked out. But you know what? I'm here for you. You got to click on that link. Let me walk with you, beside you. Take control of tomorrow by what you do today. Follow through today to impact tomorrow. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.